The Adventures of PC 49 by Alan Stranks, being another incident in the career of Police Constable Archibald Barclay Willoughby, with Brian Rees, Joy Shelton, and Leslie Perrins. This week's adventure, The Case of the Haunting Refrain.
Dickens is going on in the next door flat this evening, Joan. Somebody's been playing that same bit over and over ever since I came in.
I have nothing, Archie, darling. He's been doing it off and on for the last few days. And more on than off.
Who's he?
My new neighbour, Harry Castle, the songwriter. Here's the tea. He wrote Purple Shadows, Lost in a Dream, How Can I Tell? Oh, a dozen other smash hit songs. Move that ashtray off the table, darling.
Okay. Seem to have heard of him, but don't tell me he's turned the next door flat into a song factory.
Oh, it doesn't worry me. I think it's rather fun living next door to a celebrity.
Oh, it'll drive me potty. Now, listen. Why didn't he get on with it? He's still playing the same bit over and over.
I met him in the lift this morning. He apologized for the noise and said he was trying to finish a song for a new film, but he can't get it right.
Well, I suppose it's an easier way of earning a living than pounding the beat. But a bit rough on the neighbors. Ah, he stopped. Oh, blimey, he's got me doing it now.
It sounds rather pretty.
What, my voice?
No, idiot. You sound like a corncrake.
The trouble with you is you have no appreciation.
Oh, wonder who that can be.
See, the simplest way to find out is to open the door.
Clever little thing, aren't you?
Oh,
Mr. Castle. It's
terribly sorry to trouble you, Miss Carter. I wonder if I could presume to beg, borrow, or steal a few cigarettes.
Oh, yes, of course. Do come in.
I just smoked me last night, so we can't work without them. It's far too late to buy any.
Oh, I think we can help you. Archie, this is Mr. Harry Castle, the famous songwriter. Mr. Castle, meet Archibald Barclay Willoughby. He's a policeman.
Oh, how do you do? Sorry to intrude.
That's all right, chum. Glad to know you.
Got any cigarettes, Archie?
Aye, aye. I've got a new packet of 20 here. American blend.
Oh.
A present from a pal of mine who just came back from New York.
Marshall Aid, eh? Oh, that's fine. Let Mr. Castle have them, will you? I've got four or five in my case.
Oh, what, all of them?
Oh, I couldn't dream of depriving you.
Of course you'll have them, Mr. Castle. Yes, Archie, all of them. Well, come on. It'll be our little contribution to genius.
Oh, you flatter me, Miss Carr.
Oh. There you are, chum. I hope they'll stimulate your imagination. No. Please, don't pay for them. That'll be illegal.
Thanks. Thanks very much, old chap. You're a pal. I think I'll have to dedicate this song to you, Miss Carr, when it's finished. All right, I won't intrude any longer. I simply must finish the tune tonight. Good night, old man.
I'll come with you to the door.
Good night, Mr. Castle.
I do hope my playing doesn't trouble you, Miss Carr.
Oh, of course not. Do let us know how you get on with the song, won't you?
I promise you will be the first to hear. Good night. Thanks again.
Good night, Mr. Castle. It's a pleasure.
It's better. Now, a kiss, a sigh, then I'm high. Then I'm high in the moonlit sky. Now we're getting somewhere. A kiss, a sigh. Then I'm high in the moonlit sky.
Good Lord, it's midnight. Time I was on my way, Joan. I'm on early term.
Yeah, I've got to be up early, too. Oh, you better go, darling.
Listen, Mr. Genius, still at it. You won't have much chance to sleep.
Oh, that won't keep me awake. Come on, cover. I'll see you safely off the premises.
Good night, darling.
My favorite fat foot.
Miss Carr! Miss Carr, I've got it!
I've got...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, go away.
It's all right, Mr. Castle. What were you saying?
I've got it. At long last, I've got it.
You mean you finished the song?
To the last note. Oh, do come in while I play it over. I promised you they'll be the first to hear it.
What, at this time of night?
Oh, of course, we'd love to hear it. Come on, Archie.
You've no idea how your cigarettes help, old man.
Oh, you better cut me in on a percentage of the profits.
Quiet, Archie. Yeah,
here we are. Come along in. Now, Scar, sit yourself down over here near the piano. Find yourself a chair, old man. Help yourself to a fag.
No, thanks. Mustn't rob you, old man. They're so hard to get.
Now then. It's a waltz, Miss Carr. May I call you Joe?
Of course.
Fine. I haven't done the verse yet. It's only a refrain, but this is the way it goes. A kiss, a smile, then I'm high in a blue sky with the world afar like a distant star. Only heaven could send a passion so tender, a sigh, a kiss, and a moment of bliss. Then the world without end, I gladly surrender to love. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely wonderful.
You like it? Do you really like it? You don't think it's too romantic, too sophisticated for the mob?
I think it's divine. Completely perfect.
Oh, then you belong. You're not really typical of the common herd. Let's see what he thinks.
Who, me? Oh, I don't go for that mushy sort of stuff. I should have roll out of the barrel. I mean, now, how does that go there? Roll out the barrel, we'll have
Archie,
a barrel.
Stop at once. Have you no appreciation of the finer things? Do play it again, Mr. Castle.
Do you mean that? You really want to hear it?
I'd adore to.
All right, just a minute.
I got a home recording equipment here. It's a special attachment to my radiogram.
Oh, but how wonderful. Do you really mean to say you can make a record of your voice now?
I certainly do. See, I like to make recordings of myself singing the songs, and then I sit back and listen.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
See, I get a better perspective of my new works that way. It's always simple. See, you put on a disc here, and you reverse this lever, and there it is. All ready to make a faithful recording of my voice.
Now, isn't that just too ducky?
Just press this button for me, old man, while I start, will you?
Okay, Mr. Crosby. I mean, Mr. Castle.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Again.
A kiss, a sigh, that I'm high in a moon sky with the world afar, like a distant star, only heaven
sent. One a blinking clock. I've been listening to that sloppy songwriter serenade for over an hour. 28 times he played it. I counted. I thought we'd never get away.
Now, Archie, it was thrilling, actually, to be present at the birth of a song that the whole world will soon be singing.
Baloney. I thought you had to get up early in the morning.
Oh, so I do. Good night again, darling.
Oh, my Sunday helmet. There he goes again. Let me get out of this block of flats before I go mad.
He said he was going to take a sleeping draught and go straight to bed.
I hope he takes an overdose.
Archie, how can you say such a thing? He's a very charming and brilliant man.
He's a menace, that's what he is. Well, I need some sleep if you don't. I'm on early turn. Good night, Joan. See you tomorrow night.
Bless you, darling. Oh, darling. Oh, it's 8 o'clock already. Oh, just another 5 minutes. Oh, who's that?
It's Dark!
Who is it?
Quick, open up! It's me! Mrs. Dark!
Oh, Mrs. Butt. Oh, just a moment while I slip something on. And I shan't be a tick. You're very early this morning.
Oh, Miss Carr. Miss Carr.
What on earth's wrong, Mrs. Bott?
Oh, dear. Something awful's happened.
Pull yourself together, dear. What is it?
I just went into Mr. Castle's flat to see if he was ready for me to do for him. But I think he's been done for already.
What are you talking about, Mrs. Bott?
Come and see for yourself, Miss Carr. He's lying half in and half out of bed. And by the colour of him, I think he's... I didn't dare touch him.
Perhaps he's ill. We'd better see.
I'll stay here. There he is. Look at him.
Mr. Castle. Mr. Castle. Are you all right? Wake up.
Is he...
Mrs. Bott, go and get the porter at once. Mr. Castle's dead.
I knew I should have run this beat, Inspector, so I ran straight out and found him.
As soon as I saw the way things were, sir, I phoned headquarters and waited here till you and Sergeant Wright arrived.
Oh, well, he's past help now. What do you think caused his death, Doctor?
An overdose of drug. One of the barbituric group, I should say. This bottle's empty, and there's traces of a white powder in the bottom of the coffee cup. All the visible symptoms are here.
Self-administered, do you think?
Well, that's for you to find out, Inspector.
The ambulance men are here, sir.
Good. They can move him straight to the mortuary route. Do you mind if we step into your flat for a moment, Miss Carr? I'd like to ask you in 49 a few further questions about last night.
Oh, of course, Inspector. This way.
Come on, 49, you too.
Coming, sir.
Here we are.
After you, Miss Carr.
Close the door, Archie.
Now then, Miss Carr, when did you last see Castle alive?
Just before 1 o'clock this morning, Inspector. As a matter of fact, 5 minutes later, we heard him still playing the piano. Archie and I were just saying goodnight at my door.
Did he say anything about taking any drug?
Well, he did say he was going to take a sleeping draught. I remember that distinctly because Archie said he was a menace and that he hoped he'd take an overdose.
He said what?
A joke, sir. Only a joke.
A funny sort of joke for a police officer to make, 49. Very dangerous statement indeed, Constable. Oh,
good gracious, I couldn't foresee that he'd poison himself.
Who said he poisoned himself?
Oh, blimey, sir. Don't think I did it.
When a man meets his death under suspicious circumstances, all possibilities must be considered.
But Inspector Archie couldn't have done it. He never met Mr. Castle until last night. There's no reason why...
Let this be a lesson to you, young fella. Never make a foolish or careless statement which might be misconstrued in the light of ensuing events.
Bet your superannuation I won't, sir.
Sure.
Scared the witch out of me.
You're not out of the wood yet, young man.
All right, sir. They've removed the body. There doesn't seem to be much doubt that it's suicide.
You're probably right. Still, we'll go back to Castle's flat and have another look. You two had better come along.
Yes, sir. Coming, sir.
All right, 49. There's nothing more we can do here. Go back to headquarters and make a full report. I hardly think it's necessary to include your somewhat rash statement regarding the overdose of... Are you listening to me, 49? What are you doing with that ashtray?
Look, sir, there's something funny here.
Here we go again, right? A nice, straightforward case of suicide, and 49's going to get it all tangled up.
What is it, Constable?
These cigarettes, sir. There are four left in the packet.
Yes, American. I saw them. What of it?
I gave Castle those cigarettes last night. It was an unbroken packet of 20. There are four cigarettes left in the packet.
I can count. Go on.
And there are 15 American stubs in this ashtray. Now, 4 and 15 are 19.
Remarkable, he can add. Go on.
Where's the 20th cigarette?
Well, you tell me.
Well, while you've been talking, sir, I've searched everywhere, including the dustbin. There's no trace of it anywhere.
There's a dozen ways a man could dispose of a cigarette butt, 49, and leave no trace. The sink, the bathroom, the window...
I know, sir, but it's funny. All the rest of them are here.
I don't think there's anything to this, right, but you never know. Check up outside the window.
Okay, sir.
Are you sure you didn't take one of these cigarettes yourself, for instance, as you were leaving?
Positive, sir.
I'm pretty certain you didn't, Inspector.
It's all right, sir. The missing piece of evidence is here. Obviously, Castle shot it out of the window. It's lying on the landing of the fire escape. There you are, sir.
All right, 49. There's your 20th cigarette. Lock up here, then get back and make out your report. Good morning, Miss Carr. Come on, right.
Good morning, Miss Carr.
So long, Sergeant. Bye-bye, Inspector. Well, I'll have to get going myself, Archie. Heaven knows what they'll say at the office.
Joan, there's something very funny here.
Funny? I think it's all horrible. Poor Mr. Castle was so cheerful last night when he finished the song. He must have taken those tablets by accident. I'm sure it wasn't suicide.
I've got a hunch it was neither suicide nor accident.
Oh, Archie, leave it be.
No, wait a minute. Look at these fag ends. The 15 that I found in the ashtray are all perfectly dry, not stained or wet where they've been smoked. See?
Well, what about it?
Now, look at this one Sergeant Wright picked up in the fire escape. See this ragged end, stained with nicotine. Castle was a dry smoker. The man who smoked this one was a wet smoker.
Oh, don't be silly, Archie. He's been lying out there on the fire escape all
night. Listen, the porter downstairs swore that nobody came in last night after I went out. But anybody could have carved that fire escape without him knowing. And if the intruder went out the same way, he may have dropped the cigarette.
Oh, dream on, Sherlock. I've got an appointment with some work. See you this evening.
Died from an overdose of sodium phenobarbital. As there is no definite evidence to show whether it was self-administered or taken by accident, or any evidence to indicate that it was administered by another party, I must leave the matter open. I find that Henry Castle's death was due to poisoning caused by one of the barbituric group of drugs. There is no evidence to prove how or by whom the drug was administered.
These open verdicts. If he'd made it suicide, we could have tied up the file and forgotten it.
Oh, well, that's the way it is, sir. Another unfinished case for the records. Still, we've no reason to suspect anybody.
It was either suicide or accident. Come on, bring these papers and let's get back to headquarters.
May have been suicide, Joan.
I still believe it was an accident.
And I've got a hunch it was murder. I can't get over that fag end. I don't like these open verdicts, and neither does Inspector Wilson.
I wish you'd let me forget it. It's all too horrible. I tell you what, let's go to the pictures. It'll help me get my mind off it.
Okay, Angel. Where do we go? Oh, there's a smashing whodunit at the Rialto. Music for murder. How about that?
What a morbid mind you've got. No, we'll go and see Forgotten Melody at the Palace.
Okay, you're the boss.
What a lovely picture.
What a proper stinker. Sentimental tosh. Aye, aye. Here comes the organist. Let's get out of here. I can't stand cinema organs.
I'm rather partial to Sandy McPherson myself.
This guy's not Sandy. Look, Angus Reed, the wizard of the console. Quick, I couldn't bear it.
Okay. Lead on, McDuff.
Sorry, madam.
Gee, those feet of yours.
I couldn't help it. Come on, let's get out of here. This door.
Archie, listen.
Hmm?
Listen to that organ.
That's just what I don't want to do. Come on.
No, listen to what he's playing.
Another of those terrible pop songs. Come on, out you come.
Archie, wait.
Not on your life. Come on, coffee dance for us. I could do with a cuppa.
Listen, you fathead. What was that song the organist was playing?
Well, how do I know? Dee-dum, dee-dee-da-da-da-dee.
Try and remember the words.
Oh, anything to oblige. Something about a kiss, a sigh. Oh, yes, sir. A kiss, a sigh, then I'm high.
High, you fool, you're bottom of the class. Huh? That was Harry Castle's last song. Heaven's sake, sit down and stop walking round. You're wearing out my carpets.
It's positively certain that nobody could have heard that song in its completed state before we did.
And that means that somebody heard it after we did.
Which proves that somebody did come to Harry Castle's flat after we left him that night.
And that somebody must have come up the fire escape, just as you said. I apologize about that cigarette butt.
It's a million to one that somebody was Angus Reed, the organist we heard tonight. I wonder if he's a wet smoker.
Well, it may not have been Reed. It could have been somebody else who passed the tune on to him.
It could be. Joan. You remember that gramophone record Castle made on the night he died?
Yes, it was still on the radiogram next morning.
Have they moved Castle's things out of the next door flat yet?
No, they only got permission from the police today. The carrier's coming tomorrow.
I wonder if I've got any chance of getting the key of that flat.
Unlawful entry. Aye, aye.
All in a lawful cause.
Well, now the case is over. I think Joe the porter might stretch a point and loan me the key. He's a good friend of mine.
Then what are we waiting for?
Well, I'd better go and fix this. You wait here.
This is the record, right?
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to take a chance and bottle it. If this is murder, maybe we can bait the trap with this piece of cheese.
Cheese? How dare you? It's a very beautiful song. He was going to dedicate it to me, poor chap.
Nevertheless, I've got a hunch that this little thread of melody is going to develop into a rope around somebody's neck.
Cinema constable. I was a cleaner first. Then I was promoted to commissionaire. I've been out front here for almost 14 years now. I still do a bit of cleaning at night. Brings in a spot of extra beer money.
And this organist, Angus Reed, has he been here long?
Oh, no, he's new. He come about 3 weeks ago. Says he's just returned from Australia. Been playing in some Sydney cinema. He's a funny sort of cove, though he's good, mind you.
Funny? How?
Well, he always stops after the last show at night to practice. Plays till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Hang on, that's unusual.
Yeah, you like organ music?
Yeah, can't stand it. Yes, rather, I absolutely dote on it when it's well played. Right? Yeah. I say, I suppose that when I'm on night duty, I couldn't pop in and listen to him practicing.
Take the weight off your plates for a bit, eh?
That's the idea.
Well, I don't see why not. I could sneak into the stalls or up in the circle.
Oh, gosh, that'd be great. What about tomorrow night?
Okay, mate. Only don't make it before midnight, will you? I'll tell you what. I'll leave the stage door open.
Good.
Let yourself in quiet-like, then come and find me. I'll be up here in the front of the house at that time doing the foyer at the manager's office.
That's a bet. Tomorrow night.
I can't see what you hope to gain by it, Archie.
Listen, Joan. Every cinema has got what they call a non-sync apparatus.
Non-sync? What's that?
Oh, it's a sort of a gramophone turntable in the projection box.
Oh, that's where they show the films from, isn't it?
Yeah. And that turntable is connected with a loudspeaker behind the screen.
Oh, so that's how they put on those records during the interval.
Correct. Now, you know the record that Harry Castle made the night he died?
Well?
Well, tonight I'm going to take that record.
When is the show on? Can't I come with you?
No, you must stay, let's see. You stay here at the back of the stalls. Now, let me see. Yes, that's the vestibule out there. I can get upstairs through there. The projection room's behind the circle. Hmm. Now, remember, if Reed comes in, don't make a sound.
Don't worry. I'll be paralyzed.
Right. Goodbye now.
Oh, dear. The things I do for PC 49.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the vestibule there.
Where is that? Oh, it's you, Mr. Reed.
Yes, open up, will you? It'll save me walking around to the stage door. It's teeming out here.
Right you are, sir. Just a minute now. Watch your fingers in this gate now. There you are, Mr. Reed.
Ah, thanks.
You going to do some practice?
Yes, I've got a broadcast next week. I'll be rehearsing most nights from now on.
Okay. I won't clean out the front stalls until you're finished then.
All right, thanks. Thanks very much. Hello. Who are you?
Oh, I didn't hear you coming.
Oh, it's a pretty thick carpet, this. What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm one of the usherettes. I was just sheltering from the rain.
Well, looks like it's set in. You'd better stick around for a while. Yeah, come down to the front and keep me company. I've got some rehearsing to do.
Well,
Come on, nothing to be frightened of. There you are. Now then, you just sit down in the front row while I switch the organ on. That's it. Now then, what do you fancy?
Oh, well, what was that thing you were playing the night before last in the interval? It was a waltz, I think.
Waltz? This one?
Oh, yes, that's the one. A Sigh, a Kiss.
Oh, it's a new song of mine. I only finished it a few days ago. Well, see what you think of it. I can't sing you the words. I'm no vocalist.
that? What's that?
So tender.
No, it's Harry Castle. No, it can't be. No, it can't be. I killed him. I killed him myself. Stop him. Stop him.
You
heard me say that, didn't you? You heard me say I killed him.
No, I didn't hear anything you said. I was listening to the music.
Oh, yes, you did. You heard me. You've got something to do with this. It's a trick. A trick to trap me.
No. No! Keep away! Don't touch me!
You thought you were clever, didn't you? You she-devil. But you're not clever enough. How did you know the title of that song, eh? No one knew the words but me and Castle.
No! No!
You know too much. I'm going to kill you.
The same as you killed Harry Castle.
Who's that?
Oh, Archie, thank goodness.
I'm a police constable and I want...
Work indeed. But as usual, completely unorthodox and in flagrant contravention of every known rule of the service.
Yes, sir. Very sorry, sir.
Oh, come in, Wright.
Morning, Miss Carr.
Hello there, 49.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Well, what's the news, Wright?
Reed signed his statement, sir. It appears that he and Castle were a piano act on the halls years ago. Reed wrote a particularly fine song. Castle stole the manuscript and sold it to a publisher, swearing he'd written it himself. Reed couldn't prove his right to the property. As soon as Castle got his royalties for the song, he skipped to America, taking Reed's young wife with him. He spent some years there, then came back to England, having heard that Reed was in Australia. But Reed had been watching his movements for years. He'd become unbalanced due to Castle's treatment of the loss of his wife. Apparently, Castle ditched the girl in America, and she committed suicide.
Sounds a proper blackguard.
He was, sir.
I said that guy was a menace.
Go on, Sergeant.
Well, on the night of Castle's death, Reed came up the fire escape to his flat after Miss Carr and 49 left. He threatened to kill Castle, but Castle talked him round. He promised to give Reed money, a share in his royalties, anything, if only Reed would let him go. Well, Reed pretended to fall for it. Castle had some strong black coffee on a side table, and Reed contrived to put the full contents of the bottle of sleeping draught into it. He took the manuscript of the song Castle had been working on from the piano and left his ex-partner there to die. I'm pretty certain he'll be a Broadmoor case.
Poor devil. Nothing more, right?
One thing more, sir. He did take one of those American cigarettes, and he is a wet smoker, 49.
Yes, Sarge. Oh, thank you, Sarge. May we go now, sir? It's my day off.
Yes, off you go, 49. And for Pete's sake, try and keep your nose out of crime for 24 hours.
Yes, sir, certainly, sir. Come along, Joan.
Good morning, Inspector. Bye-bye, Sergeant Wright.
Morning, Miss Carr.
Come on, darling.
What's the hurry, Archie? Where are we going?
To buy a gramophone record.
Gramophone record? What of?
Roll out the blinking barrel. I can't stand these sentimental tunes.
That concludes The Case of the Haunting Refrain, another incident in this series of Adventures of PC 49, written by Alan Stranks.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.